CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least 17 people are injured after a Delta Airlines plane from Minnesota flipped upside down while landing amid wintry conditions. It happened at Toronto Pearson International Airport, where Deborah Flint is president and CEO.
Airport emergency workers mounted a textbook response, reaching the site within minutes and quickly evacuating the passengers.
Our Chris Mavridis is at the Canadian airport.
This is an incredible sight, seeing this plane upside down, wheels up, no wings, no tail, and also no fire. Emergency crews here at Pearson Airport responded very quickly, spraying the plane down with foam as passengers were exiting. The airport says all 80 passengers and crew on board this flight are now accounted for.
The crash comes as the FAA is among federal government agencies seeing people lose their jobs amid Trump administration cuts. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleef.
A union representing 11,000 workers at FAA and the Department of Defense believes hundreds of its employees were fired last week. Those dismissed were workers with fewer than 2 years of service and are thus still in what amounts to a trial period.
For its part, the FAA says it has retained employees who perform safety-critical functions. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is seeking access to troves of sensitive taxpayer data at the IRS. But White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tells Fox,
I give you complete and total assurance. We are talking about performing a basic anti-fraud review to ensure that people are not engaging in large-scale theft of federal taxpayer benefits.
His remarks come as CBS News has learned that a top Social Security official has quit over a request by DOGE for sensitive government information. A bitter blast has descended on the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and northern plains. That's on the heels of weekend storms that pummeled the eastern U.S. with floods, killing at least 14 people. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Any kind of prolonged exposure outdoors is really what's the danger there. They never recommend with extreme cold to be outdoors for longer periods, which is why they end up closing schools and working from home, whatever it may be.
Are you a better? Online searches for gambling addiction-related terms have surged in recent years across the country, especially in states that have legalized online sports betting. That's according to a new study where researchers analyzed searches mentioning gambling, addiction, addict, anonymous, or hotline like a gambling addiction hotline. The place with the most searches? Ohio, followed by Pennsylvania. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by BetterHelp.
What up, y'all? This is Ed Lovell. Let me ask y'all a question. What are some of your relationship green flags? You know, like those signs that make you feel like you with somebody that got your back and supports you and valued you. We always talk about red flags, right? Those things that make you run for the hills. But what about the green flags? Therapy has helped me recognize the green flags. It's not just about finding all the time what's broken. It's about growing and understanding how to show up better in your relationships. Therapy has taught me to set boundaries, communicate more clearly, and even understand what I need from the people around me. With BetterHelp, you can do all of this from the comfort of your own home. No waiting for appointments, no stress, none of that. They got over 30,000 licensed therapists, and you can switch at any time at no extra charge. It's affordable, it's very convenient, and it's helping millions of people worldwide get the support they need to be the best versions of themselves. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lover today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lover.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will remain in the hospital a little longer because of the complexity of an illness.
Well-wishers light candles outside the hospital in Rome, where Pope Francis continues to fight a respiratory tract infection.
We came to pray for our Pope. He's not feeling fine.
Among them, Sister Mary Lucy Okwuwulu from Nigeria. The nun says she's optimistic the 88-year-old pontiff will be better soon.
I hope so. Yeah, that's why we came. And I know that God will answer answer our prayers.
The Pope was admitted to the hospital last Friday. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Mexico, where its president says they're waiting for a new response from Google to its request that it fully restore the name Gulf of Mexico before filing a lawsuit. Google has said it will not change the policy it outlined in places like Google Maps after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory for the overnight. We'll see mostly clear skies, lows near 5 below, wind chills 15 to 25 below, thanks to a northwest wind. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs around 10 above. Northwest winds will continue. It's zero at our studios.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
we'll be right back. Rodeo Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Love the one you win. dedicated to the one I love.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance there to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
said that you'd believe me. Then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me. Don't you care? Don't you care? Care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and Timeless Hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Not often.